You know, through all of this, the COVID-19 pandemic, there are a lot of bright spots out there. You know, I told you, going out in our neighborhood and walking and seeing people, and people are very friendly. Hey, good morning. How you doing? Keeping their distance, doing the social distancing, doing the right thing. But the level of positivity, I think, is tremendous. And you're seeing it from the companies as well. You're seeing companies all over Michigan, all over the country, step up and say, hey, we can help here. We can contribute there. We can build. We can work. We can roll up our sleeves. Another one of those, DTE and the DTE Foundation, because they found a couple of thousand KN95 masks, and they said, you know who needs it? The Detroit Police Department needs it. And they made that donation. Joining me now is Lynette Dowler, president of the DTE Foundation. Lynette, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Glad to be here.
Oh, good to have you. I mean, it's just another example what you're doing. First of all, you're critical infrastructure. You're essential, your people, to keep the power on, to keep the lights on. So I tip my hat to you and your crews, and I see them out working in different places. And so I commend you for all that you're doing. But then you find these masks, and you say, who could use it the most? And a number of the police in Detroit have gotten ill, so you said that's the place it needs to go. Tell me about that.
Sure, yes. Over the weekend, Mayor Duggan reached out to our chairman, Jerry Norcia, and said that the Detroit Police Department was in dire need of masks. And as you know, Chief Craig himself has been, he has the COVID virus in several of his officers. So we very quickly worked with our supply chain organization, and we were able to acquire 2,000 masks. We got them over to the department in less than 2 hours and did what we could to help support those on the front line. We've also donated over 38,000 masks to the major hospitals in the city. Many of them are down to very, very, very small supplies. So we're working every day to help them with any mask that we can get to them.
You know, there's a lot of companies out there that might not even realize that they have the masks that are needed. The masks that I came across, a couple, were for mold remediation, right? They're N95 masks, and it's for people that were dealing like with black mold and construction projects. People should look and say, hey, you know, I might have 20 or 30, you know, stuck away somewhere from a project or a job that I was on. Just a chance to look. I'm sure you guys are doing the same.
We absolutely are. We were a bit ahead of the curve. We began sourcing masks a bit ahead of others. We have some major outages in our power plants. And we wanted to make sure we had sufficient masks, not only for internally for our personnel, but also to make sure that when our personnel are out doing work that interfaces with the community, we wanted to make sure that we keep our community safe as well. So we put a very large order in for masks, and we evaluate our availability every single day, multiple times a day. And when we discern that we have shipments in that give us a little bit of leeway, we send that straight out to our healthcare organizations here in the city and across the state.
Sure. So any surplus that you end up with, it gets earmarked for somebody else that needs it.
Immediately. Absolutely. We're reviewing it every single day. We're working with the state emergency planning organization, which includes all the county emergency managers, and working with the Michigan Healthcare Hospital Association to make sure that who needs them the most, who's at the highest risk, highest volume. And we're working to get masks out as quickly as we can.
And that's just terrific. Lynette Dowler here, president of the DTE Foundation, donating 2,000 masks to the Detroit Police Department, among other places that you've sent masks. When we come out of this, when we pivot out of this, because that will happen, and I'm hopeful, and I'm praying that someday sooner as opposed to later we'll see this start to wind down and flatten out. As we have seen the curve flatten out in the state of Washington, California is in better shape than I would have thought, looking at their numbers from a couple of weeks ago. But they've seemed to have flattened out. There even seems to be a bit of a flattening at the top of the New York City curve. We'll see where that goes, because that's a terrible situation right now. But we're all going to get back to this, aren't we? We're going to make it through together. And that's my message here every day. We're going to get through this. We might lose somebody we know. It's going to be difficult. There are going to be some hard days in the next couple of weeks. But we will get through this, won't we, Lynette?
We absolutely will. And if anything, this is just a unifying event for our state, for our nation. And the partnership, unity, and generosity of individual small businesses, and the sacrifice to all of our essential personnel is beyond what we could have ever imagined. But we will come out of this a stronger nation, a stronger state, and stronger as humans here in America.
Well, you know, I agree with that. That's a great message, Lynette. So in the meantime, just to make sure people realize that DTE is out there doing what you do every day, no service interruptions, no issues. The pandemic will not slow you down from doing what is your mission, which is to keep the lights on, correct?
Absolutely. We have our essential personnel on staff. We're working around the clock, doing what we do best every day. Our job is to serve our citizens with gas and electric across the state, and our personnel are doing that. And then running parallel to them, our DTE Foundation is working really closely with our communities to understand their needs and try to help out as best we can.
And I want to say thank you again to you and to all the great Michigan companies and organizations and associations that are out there doing the right thing just like you. Lynette, I'll give you the last word.
I would just invite your listeners to go to DTEFoundation.com, DTEFoundation.com. We set up a program to match every single dollar that individuals are interested in helping our state. DTEFoundation.com will match your dollars to the Michigan Community Action Organization and Michigan Association of United Ways. You can keep your dollars local, and your generosity makes a difference all across our state.
Great message, Lynette. Thank you for being here. Lynette Dowler is the president of the DTE Foundation, and thank you so much. Again, we tip our hat to you and all the great companies and people and organizations and associations doing things just like DTE. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve, for all that you do as well.
Thank you. So there you have it. I mean, it's just another example, and I liked your message. It's a unifying event, bringing us together, to work together, to see a common goal because we have a common enemy. And that enemy is a virus. And working together and supplying each other with the things we need and shuffling resources to the hot spots. We need masks over here. Okay, we do that. If we need gowns over here, okay, we do that. If we need some community support or we just need to say hello to some people and make sure that they're not feeling alone and isolated, we do that. We do all of these things together because we're Americans, and I'm just still taken. Yesterday, on our ride, a couple of fellows were doing some work on the cable lines not far. We might have had the music up a bit loud in the vehicle. We might have had the window down on our run yesterday. And the guy starts dancing and gives us the thumbs up, you know. And I thought it was just a lighthearted moment in a difficult time, and I really appreciated it. I did. Because I think we need a lot more of that. Here's a message from Mahindra Automotive North America of Auburn Hills, Michigan, where they build the Roxor. The Roxor is unlike any side-by-side, and they want you to get outside and enjoy the outdoors and have fun. But right now, your health and your well-being are the most important thing to Mahindra Automotive North America. That's our first priority. Please stay safe. Take extra good care of yourself and your loved ones. And feel free to stay connected to our social media channels, live chat features. Go build a Roxor for fun on the website. Rest assured, we will get through this together. That is the overriding message. That's the message from Mahindra Automotive North America and from the No Panic Zone right here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. That's an industry-leading 3 years of warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is only for a limited time.